This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Welcome to A Little Happier. I'm Gretchen Rubin. This mini episode is brought to you by The Happiness Project, the book that I wrote that got me started down my long road to happiness. I can't resist mentioning The Happiness Project was a number one New York Times bestseller and was on the bestseller list for 2 years. If you want to learn more about it, go to my website, GretchenRubin.com. This is the next in the continuing series of people who know the right thing to say, because I just love it when people know the right thing to say. And this happened to me when I hadn't become a writer yet. I was still working in law, and I was a third-year law student. And I got an invitation from the chambers of Justice O'Connor to come down to Washington, D.C. to interview for a clerkship in her chambers. And obviously, this was a huge opportunity. I was really excited. And as it happened, I had a friend from college, Jim, who was at the time clerking for the Chief Justice. So I arranged with him to meet him for coffee before I had my interview with Justice O'Connor. And we're sitting in the cafeteria at the Supreme Court, and he's telling me what it's like to be a clerk, and we're catching up. And then at the end, I said, "Here's the thing, Jim. Did you ever worry about whether you could do the job? Did you ever ask yourself whether you were a good enough lawyer?" And Jim did not try to say something reassuring. He didn't, you know, tell me, "Oh, no, Gretchen, you're great," or anything like that. No, he knew the right thing to say. He said, "Gretchen, Sandra Day O'Connor is a justice of the Supreme Court. She has hired dozens of clerks. You let her decide whether you're good enough to do the job. Your only concern is try to get that job." And I felt so much better after he said that. And I think of that often because, you know, if knowledgeable people think that I can do a job, probably I can do that job. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.